Hey everybody, Ron Rademacher here from Michigan Back Roads. Everybody knows how famous Michigan is for its natural beauty, what with those Great Lakes, world-famous trout streams, and millions of acres of forest and wilderness. Michigan is also a leader in the development of a world-class trail system that makes it easy to enjoy the great outdoors. The Rails to Trails project was initiated in 1970. The program converts abandoned railroads to multi-use trails open to the public. The project has been a resounding success, and the very first rail trail was the Haywire Grade Trail in the Upper Peninsula. The Haywire Grade Trail was built on the grade of the Manistique and Lake Superior Railroad. Originally constructed in 1897, so locomotives could haul timber to the port of Manistique. Haywire is now open to ATV riding, hiking, bicycling, horse riding, and it is the backbone of the entire snowmobile trail system in the Upper Peninsula. The Haywire is also a great trail for fat tire bikes and cross-country skiing. The trail runs from M94 south of Shingleton to the water intake plant in Manistique on a surface of gravel, dirt, and sand, about 33 miles. Some of the original ballast from the old rail bed remains, making travel a little difficult for bicycles and horses in some spots. Much of the trail is secluded, passing through vast stands of second-growth forest. As recently as the 1960s, these woods were the sites of lumber towns, timber towns, with lumbermen busily harvesting the giant pines. The train would come through, whistle-blowing and crashing through the forest and taking the fallen virgin pines to the port of Manistique. Now, it's a quiet, second-growth forest, teeming with wildlife and wildflowers. Secluded as it is, there's no trouble finding your way, as there are easy-to-see mile markers all along the route. A couple of historic towns are still in existence from the old days. Steuben on the Indian River, for instance, where there's still a small store where you can get supplies. To commemorate the 50th anniversary, 11 new interpretive kiosks are being installed at various waypoints along the trail. Several of these kiosks will mark the location of old whistle stops and water stops. 2020 is the 50th anniversary, and to commemorate that anniversary, four commemorative rides are planned, each based on one of the four main trail activities. ATV, ORV riders have an event. Snowmobilers will have one in the winter. There'll be an event for the equine community and one for bicyclers. Parking is different here. Parking at the north end at Shingleton can be a bit tricky. You have to park about a quarter mile from the trailhead near the Tanglewood Inn. Parking is no problem at the Manistique end. If you decide to spend some time on the Haywire Trail, you might also want to spend some time on the Manistique Boardwalk and Riverwalk. It extends a mile, almost 2 miles, from the eastern city limits. It passes under the bridge on US 2 and heads into the downtown district. The boardwalk follows the shore of Lake Michigan and offers users a fishing pier, access to the East Breakwater Lighthouse, picnic grounds, a nearby kayak launch, and a whole bunch of nature and wildlife to enjoy. Great sunsets can be seen from that boardwalk as well. For more information about this, visit the visitmanistique.com website. This is Ron Rademacher at Michigan Back Roads.